Welcome to the Community for Coaches podcast, where we help coaches intentionally and effectively use sports to transform lives.
The opportunities are there. We just don't have enough people saying, go get them. So that's huge for me with my girls. I just want them to, you know, on a soccer level, I want them to develop to the best of their ability. I want their foot skills fast and their touches, you know, tight and on the spot, on the ball, having that vision. And then, you know, in real life, we want them growing to be, you know, great people, respectful, hard workers, good communication skills, and then dreaming big. Like you said, if they want to do it, they can do it. And I feel like we know at Athena, it's up to us to make sure that they know that they'll always have our support.
Well, hello and welcome to the Community for Coaches podcast. I am Ryan Kriskowski, and I'm joined as always by our good friend, Alec Lemon. And Alec and I have a special guest because it is Coach of the Year season here in the spring of 2024. And we are joined by one of the finalists for KC Metro Female Coach of the Year. And this is Lauren Pacapanichia, a soccer coach here in the KC Metro. And Lauren, we're so, so happy to have you with us. Really looking forward to our conversation. And I'm going to throw it over to Alec to kind of get the ball rolling.
Okay. Yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, yeah, thanks again for coming on, Lauren. And yeah, we just want to learn a little bit more about you, kind of what your experiences were with sports, maybe growing up a little bit, and kind of what brought you into coaching.
Yeah, so I've been playing soccer since I was probably like five. Grew up small town in Emporia. And then when I was eight, I moved up here. I played for the Kansas City Legends. They were great, fundamental, and just learning technicalities. And Andy Barney actually coached me directly. So that was awesome to get to go through that. And then I went through high school, played a year there, and then I ended up taking about 6 years off or so and decided I wasn't done and went on to play college ball. So, and then after that, I decided to coach.
Yeah.
Just can't stay away.
Yeah. You mentioned Andy Barney. For those that don't know, he's a pretty well-known coach in Kansas City. I think he's probably been, in Kansas City for 35, 40 years coaching youth soccer, which is crazy. So he's pretty well known. So that's really cool. You got to play for him. Sounds like you enjoyed that experience. That was positive. Good.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely learned a lot. It shaped me as a player and as a coach. So it was great to be part of that. I coached for the Legends for a little bit, and then kind of now I'm with Athena, and I'm excited to have the privilege to kind of hopefully build our own legacy, our own club, and help form that and the values behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want to share a little bit about Athena? It's a all girls club, right?
Yes. And
just got started pretty much this year.
Yep. So Athena just started pretty much this year. I think I had finished my final season of college soccer, was kind of doing a little traveling, getting ready to start my full-time job. And I got a call and they were like, we're looking for someone. We think you'd be a great example. We think we want someone who's going to want to grow with us and just show the girls a good, you know, responsible influence. And I was like, yep, let's do it. I'll start. And a few days later, I was there at practice and it just felt right. The girls, there's just so much energy. We focus a lot on effort and having fun. So as long as we can have 100% effort, we can be goofy. We can have fun at the right times and just really, I bring a lot of technical work in as well. So trying to just combine everything. We want technical side of things, you know, agility side of things, and then just having fun, being good people is really what we're all about.
What are some things kind of in your early years, kind of like important? You've talked about some different coaches and things, but are there any memories that come to mind that were important in kind of you wanting to coach and or how you coach?
So I think growing up, We had lost a player from my club team due to suicide, actually. And that just brought me right back to it. It brought me much closer with my club team, brought me back to the love of the sport, and just really what having that bond with your team represents as a whole, forming that. So when I look at my girls and my team, it's important to me that they have that close knit. We're a family, so that when things happen, they have each other, whether it's something that happens through soccer or school or home. Like when you get to practice, you know that you're surrounded by your other family. These girls, we want them to be like sisters. And I think that's something beautiful about an all-female community is it's always, you know, it's a safe space for young girls, for always feeling comfortable to share their feelings, to, you know, share emotions, things of that sort. So that was definitely fundamental in me. And it's just a reminder of like how I want the girls to feel when they show up to practice. You know, it's about not just playing a great sport to the best of our ability, but just being happy to be there and building those friendships. That was a huge thing for me.
Yeah, that's great. So after you took a little break at the youth level, then you picked it back up in college. What was that like?
When I went and played at college, I kind of realized like I just don't want to be done with the sport itself, and that I loved it so, so much. And I had tried to actually do my master's overseas, and it just didn't work out financially. But my college coach is the one that was like, yep, you can come with us. You can join this team, and we're going to do our best to get you where you want to be. And I think time and time again, I saw injuries and reconstructive surgeries and all kinds of things that just knock you down to where you have to start all the way over. And, you know, just having someone that was like, all right, let's do it. I mean, it just pushes you. So when I'm coaching these girls, I want them to know, you know, whatever you want to do, wherever you want to go, whether it's with soccer, whether it's not, like, we're your support system, we're going to get you there. So just having that, again, that strong core of people that are going to cheer you on the whole way, no matter where you're going.
Yeah. No, that's huge. And really appreciate you sharing that, Lauren. There's something special, and you basically nailed it as far as when you've got a group of people who care about each other, trying to accomplish something great together. That's, I mean, there's a lot of great things about sports, but to me, that's at the top of the list. And that's really cool to hear you talk about that in this club that's kind of just getting started too. And, you know, bringing your story, your personal story into that, and everything that you're able to impart to the players, the players that you're working with. Now, what age players are you mostly spending your time with?
Mostly like 6 to 9. That's who I work directly with, a couple teams.
Young girls.
They're great. Young, but they know their opinions and they know what they want and where they want to play. And every time they're subbed out, they're like, can I go in? When can I go in? So they're just as full of fire for sure.
That's cool. Mm. It's really cool.
Yep.
Of those experiences, how have they kind of shaped your why for coaching and your perspective? And like, can you kind of summarize why you coach? Like what really drives you to coach?
I would say I'm really driven to coach because I love this sport. I literally cannot step away from it. Mm-hmm. Anytime I do, I'm right back in it. I just, whether I'm on the field or off the field, I want to have a ball near my feet. And I want to be able to envision those plays, see those through balls coming through, and just develop other players to be the best they can. My why is that, you know, I wish when I was 18, I had taken the path of being like, okay, I want to do this professionally. I want to play. I want to work hard. I want to, you know, and then by the time I came back in and was playing, it just, there's not enough time, especially, you know, you're starting at like 15 professional ball now. So I want to put that out there, help these players develop and be the person that cheers them on if they decide that's what they want to do. Because it's not always seen as doable, and it's completely doable. It is. It's definitely possible.
Yeah. Yeah. It is interesting. Like there's a lot more, I think, momentum for professional women's sports in the recent years than there has been in the past, you know, especially with the current here in Kansas City, there's a lot of momentum. So
yes,
yeah, exciting.
So excited about that. We're definitely looking at, we want to get the girls out there for sure. We're excited about the current stadium.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been great overall. It's been a good experience. I've been really thankful for the opportunity. James Knapp kind of started everything. His daughter's on the team. She's a force. They're all just out there giving 100, and overall, I've been grateful to be part of the growth of it and kind of the foundation of the club.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was saying, like, I think it sounds like dreaming big is sort of something you want to instill in your players. Like, you want to help them dream big. Like, how,
yeah.
Talk a little bit more about that. Like, why do you think it's important for the girls maybe to be encouraged to do that, you know, in your opinion?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it might sound a little cliche, but it is going for your dreams, going for the far stretch. And I think the reason that most people don't achieve what they want is because they don't think it's possible, or they don't try, or they've had people tell them, you know, like, that's not reasonable. Like, shoot for the stars, you're going to the moon. And it is. I personally, like, when I went and played college, and I kind of was like, let me just try. Once I just started believing it and taking the steps and communicating with people, I got in contact with, you know, our college facility at Avila University. You know, they had us playing with AGY, which helps train, you know, just the fundamentals of agility and speed through, you know, through sporting players, through, you know, current players, you know. And having that foundation and then following that, I got more connections. And then following that, I interviewed with Rome City Institute and was going to go play over there. And it's like the opportunities are there. We just don't have enough people saying, go get them. So that's huge for me with my girls. I just want them to, you know, on a soccer level, I want them to develop to the best of their ability. I want their foot skills fast and their touches, you know, tight and on the spot, on the ball, having that vision. And then, you know, in real life, we want them growing to be, you know, great people, respectful, hard workers, good communication skills, and then dreaming big. Like you said, if they want to do it, they can do it. And I feel like we know at Athena, it's up to us to make sure that they know that they'll always have our support.
That's great.
Even if it breaks my heart and they decide to go play basketball professionally or something.
Yeah, totally. What advice do you have for maybe new coaches getting into it? Maybe young female coaches thinking about coaching? What did you have to kind of overcome in your mindset, you know, to take that challenge on? What encouragement do you have to other coaches?
I would say, you know, our thing is effort. Score doesn't matter. Win or lose, how hard are your girls trying? And, you know, it can be hard sometimes when they get distracted or they're so young and having fun. And at that point, you know, you just have to laugh with them. You have to enjoy being there with them. And almost getting, you know, you get to be young again. You're watching young kids kick the ball around. You're laughing. You're having a good time. And, you know, just look at your background and, you know, find three things that meant the most to you growing as a player and just focus on those. And then the rest kind of comes. You learn drills that you remember doing, that you love doing. I've done drills with my girls that I did when I was 8 or 9. For touches, for passing, for things, and just get involved with it to keep them engaged. So,
yeah,
cool.
Absolutely. It's good. I think, you got to roll with what you know. So take the things that you understand, start with that, and then build on that, right? You probably pick up stuff from other coaches as you go and plug it in. And
If you're given the opportunity to coach, I mean, someone's believing in you to, you know, teach someone else's children or even their children. And, you know, they've looked at where you've come from, what you've done, and they've said, we want you to be a part of this. So that's all you need to know that you're supposed to be there, that you're taking those steps. And then from then on, you have to think, you know, what type of coach do I want to be? What do I want these girls to take away from this and have when they get to high school or college or beyond?
Yeah, that's great. Good. Ryan, you got any other questions before I ask that?
I think we're ready for that special final question, but I can be the one to throw it at Lauren.
Okay.
So Lauren, in the world of coaching, we often hear the words, or I don't know, we sometimes at least hear the words, transactional and transformational. What does that distinction mean to you? How would you differentiate or contrast those two ideas of transactional coaching versus transformational coaching?
So to me, when I hear transactional, that's a coach that's showing up. They're there to get their paycheck. They throw out a couple drills, show up on time and then leave right on time. And then once they're off the field, they're done with practice. And a transformational coach is somebody who's, you're going the extra mile. You have to look at each player because each player really develops differently. Like I have girls who need to work on technical side and touches and girls who need to work on positioning. So sometimes you can't have all the girls doing the same drill or, you know, focusing on the same things. And we take each part of practice and put it into that. Now I'll say as a transformational, I'd like to think of myself as a transformational coach. I mean, I don't even know what time it is half the time. I have to run off the field to look at my phone so I'm not keeping parents too long. And, having those fun practices with the girls and jumping in on sharks and minnows and little games like that. And, you know, when you're there enjoying your time, then you know you're a transformational coach. And just happy to be there, and you know you're making a difference not only in them as a player, but in them at their lives. Like you want them to come to practice and just be so happy to be there, to see you, to see their friends, to go all out from there.
No, that's outstanding. And you know, the idea behind this Coach of the Year process that we've been doing for a decade now is that we want to highlight coaches who are in our city making a difference, who are intentionally and effectively using sports as a tool to change lives. And just listening to the enthusiasm that you have as you describe, doing drills with your team and the relationships that you want to have with your players and whatnot, it is beyond evident that you are doing that kind of transformational work. So we so greatly appreciate you and the work that you do. And thank you. Thank you for the difference that you're making in the lives of these players and their families. It's a big deal. And thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to get to share everything and my journey to come to this point.
Yeah, it's great. Alec, anything else as we're ready to wrap this thing?
That's it. No, you did great. And want to once again also just encourage you, those young kids, it's so important because if you help them learn to love the game when they're little, they'll love it a lot of times the rest of their life and enjoy it. And so it's really important. It sounds like you're doing well there on that in that way.
Thank you.
So, congrats. So
thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the show today. If you want to learn more about Community for Coaches or our guest, you can check the show notes. I'll put some links in there to our website and contact info. And until next time, keep coaching with purpose.